So we're going to continue our Advent season, our Advent series, and what the word Advent means is the arrival of a notable person or event. And so at Christmas time, we're saying that what Christmas is really about is the arrival of Jesus, and that's what we're celebrating, and we do that, how we've been doing it over the last few years is by celebrating a different theme each week of what Jesus has brought into our life, hope and love and joy and peace. And so today is Joy Day. That's part of why I wore a bow tie. Plus, it's just fun, right? So we're going to be looking at joy today, the advent of joy, and we'll be in Isaiah chapter 25, verses 1 through 9. So for this whole season, we're looking at different passages from Isaiah. It's sometimes referred to as one of the major prophets because Isaiah is one of the longer ones. So there's major and minor prophets in the books. It's about midway in most Bibles. And if you don't have a Bible, there are some black Bibles in front of you. It's page 586. Page 586 and the black Bibles in front of you. If you don't have a Bible at home, take one of those. We'd love for you to have one. We want to get you in the habit of looking at God's word and reading it together with us. So page 586 in the black Bibles, Isaiah chapter 25. The prophecies and the teaching of Isaiah revolve around the Assyrian Empire coming in and attacking and causing problems in Jerusalem. But then they were pushed back and God had prophesied their freedom from the Assyrian Empire. But then he said through Isaiah, well, this other empire is going to come as well. Babylon's going to come. And so you start to see this theme that there are always these empires of man. Augustine, St. Augustine or St. Augustine, he said it this way, that there's the city of God and the city of man. And so contextually in Isaiah 24, there's a lot of talk.